People in Turkey today are reacting to yesterday's deadly 6.3 earthquake that shook Turkey's southern province near the Syrian border, killing at least six people. 2 weeks after that horrendous 7.8 quake hit Turkey and Syria, killing more than 40,000. NPR international correspondent Peter Kenyon is in Istanbul. And Peter, we're hearing hundreds more are injured. So what more do we know?
Yes, nearly 300 injured in the latest quake. And of course, another effect was to cause fresh waves of panic among people who were really still trying to deal with the original earthquake 2 weeks ago. As you mentioned, Hatay was badly hit on the 6th on the original quake, and even more damage has been caused now.
Yeah, well, we're imagining it might have further destabilized buildings or, you know, a rescue effort.
Yes. Yeah, well, it certainly has. That was one very specific impact. We're told that some of the buildings that had been damaged but were still standing after the original earthquake were further damaged Monday, with many of them collapsing altogether.
Yeah, just terrible. Or if, as we say, someone was in the middle of a rescue effort, it's unbearable to think of, let's say, a tunnel collapsing or something. How are those rescue efforts going?
Well, they had been winding down. Of course, now with the fresh quake, there has to be a search and rescue effort made for those people in hopes of finding people still alive. But in general, it's turning into a rubble clearing effort now. Some 13,000 earth movers are trying to clear away debris. Once it's been determined that there's no signs of life in the rubble, then the heavy equipment moves in. If, of course, there's more quakes or aftershocks, then obviously search and rescue has to gear back up again as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And we know you're in Istanbul in Turkey, but just wondering, what's the latest you've heard from Syria over the border, where, you know, people there were complaining that the Assad regime was holding up aid efforts in what's a rebel region?
Well, that makes it complicated. I mean, obviously, the disaster did hit parts of Syria under the control of the regime in Damascus, but also rebel-held territory next door. It complicates things. Hospitals that have been getting shelled during the last 11 years of war in Syria are now expected to deal with quake victims. Access for aid groups is more complicated in that part of the world. The picture of the impact there, in fact, may still be emerging.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Turkey, where you are, President Erdogan has said the country will start building nearly 200,000 new homes. The plan is for these to be built and livable within a year. Look, we know that there's been criticism of Erdogan, that he oversaw the shoddy construction. You know, he was president while some of these buildings that fell like sandcastles were built. He's detained a lot of the builders. But what's the sense that this pledge of new homes can happen?
Well, clearly the government will be determined to convince people that it's building state-of-the-art, not earthquake-proof, of course, but earthquake defenses into these new buildings. It will have to be seen to what extent they manage to do that. There has, as you mentioned, been speculation that contractors or maybe inspectors or even others turned a blind eye to some corners being cut when these buildings were originally built. Contractors say, you're making us scapegoats, it wasn't our fault. Engineers I've spoken with say there is plenty of blame to go around. But those are the questions, the ones you raised about how these are going to be built. That's what people will need to follow in the next months.
Yeah. Well, as you well know, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Turkey this week. He pledged an additional $100 million in American aid. Has this eased what have been tensions between the two countries?
Well, the visit by Blinken was seen by many in Turkey as a kind of resetting of the relationship between Ankara and Washington. Ties have been strained in recent years. But there has been a real sense that political differences are being set aside, at least for now, to focus on helping Turkey cope with this humanitarian disaster, the worst here since 1939, they say.
Yeah. NPR international correspondent Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Thank you, Roman.